Right, 6 o'clock, it's the Member Conduct Committee. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website, charlemont.gov.uk/pages/committees. Please also note that under the openness of the Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. So item one on the agenda, are there any apologies?
Apologies from Councillor Ellingworth and Councillor Brooks.
Do we have to say who's in attendance? Are we okay? Alright. So item two, can you hear us okay on the online? I should say that first.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. Right, item two, minutes of previous meeting. Confirm as a correct record of the minutes as the meeting held on the 5th of June 2023. Are there any comments? No. Right, no comments. Is that okay? Do we need to vote? Are we all right?
Just ask if they're okay to.
Are we okay to vote to pass those?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you sign the peach card on.
Can I sign this one now?
Yeah, preferably. And it's each page.
Each page on each side?
You're doing your job.
That's fine.
Date on the last page. Date on the last page.
Date on last page. 18, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So they are signed. So item three on the agenda. Disclosure of pecuniary interest and other registrable and non-registrable interest. Have we got any? No? So move on to number four. Questions under committee procedure 12.8. Are there any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Number five. Update on complaints received. That's Adrian.
Thank you, Chair. So this is the regular update report to keep the committee informed of complaints that come in about member conduct, either about borough councillors or about parish and town councillors. So you'll see since the last meeting and up to the end of August, we've had four new complaints. And there's a little table that summarises the number of complaints over recent years. So far this year, we are running a bit ahead of the recent average, but I think it's too early to tell whether that's pattern or not. The appendix summarises very briefly each of the four complaints. So one complaint about a borough councillor that at the fact-finding stage was found to be not sufficiently serious enough to proceed with. Three complaints about parish and town councillors. One referred for investigation that relates to alleged bullying of a parish council employee. One where the fact-finding stage determined that no further action or investigation was required because even if the conduct had been proven, it wouldn't amount to a breach of the code of conduct. And one at the time when I wrote the report, the fact-finding was ongoing. I can update you now that the fact-finding has now been completed and we have reached what's called an informal resolution between the complainant and the councillor. And the independent person has agreed that the informal resolution was appropriate. So again, that complaint does not need to proceed any further because both parties are happy with the negotiated outcome. So, and again, for information, we have attached the completed fact-finding reports that are now published on our website. I'm happy to take any questions, Chair.
Any questions? I see no questions. Are we okay to move on?
Yep. I think, Chair, you just have to see if the committee is happy with the recommendation to note the current position in respect to complaints about breach of the code of conduct that have been received.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to do a hands vote or are we okay?
I think
there was lots of nods there. I didn't see any shaking of heads. Lovely.
I think we'll speak out if we're not happy.
Perfect. Just want to make sure. Right, so we can move on to number 6, which is the work programme, which is Adrian again.
Thank you, Chair. So this is really for information about what's coming up at the next meeting in December. So there will be an opportunity to review the Members' Code of Conduct and the Planning Code of Good Practice as part of the review of the Constitution that Karen Widdowson will be undertaking at that time of year. And then if there are any changes required, it can be fed into the wider review of the Constitution. So at that meeting, there will be the standing item on complaints received that I've just run through. So there'll be an update, a further update in December on any further complaints that have come in and the investigation that's still ongoing for the one of the four complaints at the moment.
Sounds good. And that was the last item on the agenda apart from meeting dates. So moving forward, meeting dates are there on the bottom of the agenda, 4th of December and the 11th of March 2024.
So through you, Chair, can I just check that the committee has agreed the work programme item?
Is that okay? We agreed with the work? Oh, Councillor Roberts?
I'm voting to say yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes,
and...
Andy.
Yes, sorry, I'm trying to work out
that's
the right.
date. That's totally fine. I think that's everybody has said yes. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Struggling on the fault.
Just formally close the meeting.
And that's formally closing the meeting at what time is it? 6:07?
Mm-hmm. That's quick.
Thank you.